Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Most Merciful. To all of our viewers out there, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And welcome to the intersection of faith and reason with our guest here, Dr. Jafar Sheikh Idris. Dr. Jafar, again, it is so good to be with you, sir. In the past, we have spoken about the fundamentals of Islam and the rational arguments and evidence for these, be it the existence of God, be it the issue of prophethood, previous scriptures that were revealed by God, including the Quran, of course. And last time we also spoke about predestiny. And now we would like to take these issues and address current issues that are taking place. And something that we alluded to earlier, and that is the idea, or you said that rational arguments or moral arguments are rational arguments as well. And there was this connection that you made between being a believer, which means that you are rational, or belief would instill that in you, and also making moral choices that are also rational choices. And the question that we have is actually twofold. This relationship between belief and morality, and whether people who are not believers are capable of making moral and decent choices.
This is one of the biggest questions in Western philosophy, and many books have been written about this. And people went to extremes, both of which are wrong, to say that a person does not become moral unless he is a believer in God is not true, because we see that some people who are not believers still tell the truth, who are honest, and so on. And to say that morality has no, therefore, no relationship with, that faith in God has no relationship with morality at all, is also wrong. Now, the correct position is to say that God endowed every human being with what is called moral sense. Just as he endowed every person with reason. Now, but there is a difference between having a moral sense and acting morally. Just as there is a difference between having a reason and acting rationally. Because acting rationally or acting morally is something willful. Your moral sense tells you that truth is good, lying is bad. I mean, everyone knows this. This is something, this is the result of his nature. This is something in his nature. He doesn't have to learn to be, say, grateful, that to know that being grateful is a good thing, being ungrateful is a bad thing. This is, as far as this is concerned, it's true. Everyone is endowed with this kind of moral sense. In fact, this kind, this moral sense, like like reason, are things on which religion is based. If people had no reason at all, they would not have seen the difference between a false prophet and a true prophet. If they had no moral sense at all, they would not see the difference between the good things that the prophet invites them to and the bad things other people invite them to. So there is the point that many people miss is that they don't see the distinction between having a moral sense and actually being moral. What does not need to be for being moral does not need to have belief in God? No, it doesn't mean that. Because the everything that is good in the human being is related to that nature that we talk about.
This at the very beginning.
Yes.
That fitra that you talk about.
Al-fitra. In that fitra, a person does not only become aware of the fact that he has a creator who alone should be worshipped. But in that fitrah, there is the moral sense, there is the aesthetic sense. And everything in the that is good in the human being is related to faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
If a person does not have that faith, then his moral his moral sense will necessarily be weakened.
Mm-hmm.
Necessarily be weakened, and therefore, he will find it more difficult to act morally. I'm not saying that he will
they
not.
Will not.
Okay. They will. They will act morally. He was. Now the this unbelief creates problems for a person who wants to act morally. As we said in many of our previous discussions, that the problem with acting morally becomes acute when you have to make sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
If there is no sacrifice, or if it is in your interest to tell the truth, then there is no problem. You will tell the truth. But the problem becomes a real problem when you have to make sacrifices. Now, a person who believes in God and in the hereafter will say, I will make the sacrifice because I will be rewarded.
Well, let's say it will be easier for them to say, I will make the sacrifice because I will be rewarded.
Okay.
Is meaning that does making the moral decision or choice at this point becomes easier because you have these tools?
Yes, for many reasons. First, your belief in God strengthens that moral sense in you.
Okay.
Yeah, you will be more inclined to tell the truth. The stronger your faith in God, the more you will be inclined to tell the truth, especially telling the truth, because mm-hmm. there is a real contradiction between having faith and being an unlying, mm-hmm. because the whole religion is based on truth.
Mm-hmm.
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked whether a believer can do something like stealing, or and he said yes. When he was asked, can he be a liar? He said no.
Mm-hmm.
A believer cannot be a liar. So what makes easy first is that this relation between moral sense and belief in God. Second, because faith, when you have faith in God, you love him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love him, you love the things that he loves.
Mm-hmm.
The more you love him, the more you love the things that he loves. And this makes it not only easier for you, but you enjoy telling the truth and being honest and so on. You don't have to make, being moral is not just a willful act that a person who has a stronger will do, will be moral than more than a person who has a weaker will. No. If your heart is changed, and becomes good, then you will be more inclined to do good. It becomes easier for you, as the Arab poet said, "وإذا حلت الهداية قلبا نشطت للعبادة الأعضاء." When guidance enters the heart, then it becomes easy for the limbs
to act.
Mm-hmm. But if the heart is hard, then it becomes difficult for the limbs to act. A person will love come to love the truth also because he is constantly reminded of this, and I pity these non-believers. Nothing reminds them of this. If a person reads the Quran, every time you read the Quran, you find something about telling the truth or being honest or living the truth.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Be mindful of God and be amongst those who are truthful.
والذي جاء بالصدق وصدق به. The one who came with truth, that is the Prophet, and those who believed in him. So he's constantly reminded of being of the necessity or the desirability of being moral. So that helps him.
We're talking about the part where when there is an acute sacrifice to be made, as you said.
Yes, and that also, because some people in the West understand morality to mean that the sacrifice must be absolute. You should not look for any reward. But that makes it irrational. That makes it irrational because when I act in my ordinary daily life, I am always, if I am wise, I will not do something that is useless, that from which I don't gain anything. Mm-hmm. And when I
and
say
I'm sorry,
gain...
This is what is proposed when they say absolute sacrifice.
Yes.
That there is absolutely nothing in it for you, otherwise that is not considered to be...
Moral. Hmm. Yes. But that's what God says. God says in the Quran, "هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان?" Isn't there a compense of doing good
other than good itself?
Yes, there must be a reward. And the first time my attention was drawn to this when I read the verse about Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, that when God asks him whether he invited people to worship him, and he would say no, and so on. And then God says, "هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم." This is the day when those who tell the truth will benefit from their telling the truth. So there is no contradiction between being moral and benefiting from being moral. In fact, this is as it should be. But the problem for a person who doesn't believe in God or the hereafter is that when he acts morally, he has to act irrationally. Mm-hmm. Because his moral sense will tell him, this is good. Tell the truth, even if you have to lose. This is the inner voice tells him this. Now his thinking tells him, no, this is the only life you have. You will be a fool if you make
this type of sacrifice.
Now he can go either against his inner voice and follow his atheistic belief, and therefore becomes immoral, or he can ignore his ideas and so on and follow
his moral senses,
and in this sense he will be acting morally but irrationally, because he will be doing something that does not is not compatible with his belief.
Inshallah, we will return to this question again, the relationship between morality and faith, and whether they whether a believer is capable or an unbeliever is capable of making moral choices or not. So please do stay tuned, and we will return in a second, inshallah.
The main concepts of Islamic economics, how is it different from the Western theories?
And the beauty about Islam is not that it just came as a religion to perfect the relationship of the servant of Allah with Allah, but also it came to perfect the relationship of the servant of Allah with others. The beauty about Islam comes and brings the interest of the public and the interest of the individual together.
How is Islamic banking different from the traditional banking system?
The concept of riba is that I lend you money, I give you a loan, in return they give me back that loan with an extra at the top.
The idea of the stock market itself is halal or haram.
So these are the main conditions that the scholars put with regards of the share market.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and welcome back to the intersection of faith and reason with our guest here, Dr. Ja'far Sheikh Idris. Sheikh, you were talking earlier about this moral sense, or what we would refer to as the moral compass. I am reminded of the prophetic statement where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَذَلِكَ وَعِظُ اللَّهِ فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ مُؤْمِنِ. And this is this urge to act morally. Mm. It's almost the conscious, as we would speak about in today's terminology. You're saying that even people, for those who do not believe, God has endowed them with such a thing.
Yes. And I don't know whether wise, because it says wise, because mu'min. This one is already a believer. So this inner voice becomes strong. But there is no doubt about the fact that because every human being is born in according to the fitra, as that hadith says, he has this inner voice. Otherwise, people would not have become moral. And we know it. We must admit this, that there are people who are not believers and who tell the truth. For example, you remember that the story of Abu Sufyan, and how he refused and abstained, restrained himself from telling a lie,
even though he really wanted to do so.
Yes, because that he saw that then if he does this, then he
will ruin his reputation.
Yes, yes.
And he will
because
be held
this means
as a liar.
That the people, in spite of the fact that they were not believers, especially at that time, they would have thought of him as being an immoral person, and even if, in spite of the fact that you would have made the lie for their sake, to defend their position. So this means that, and there's a story about one English philosopher, I think he's called Moore, who was known to be very truthful. I don't know whether he was a believer or not. But to the extent that Bertrand Russell said, I once made him tell a lie. How did you make him tell a lie? He said, I asked him, Mr. Moore, do you always tell the truth? He said, no. And that was a lie. I think it was the truth, because he can't be sure that he's always telling a lie.
Okay.
So this shows that people are naturally good. Telling lies and being immoral is a deviation from this nature. But there is no doubt about the fact that the more a person takes his unbelief seriously, the less he will be inclined to be
moral.
Yes, yeah. He will act, but the less he will be inclined. And if this kind of ideas is spread in the society, most people will be inclined to be to act immorally. And this is what we are seeing now, unfortunately, in the world.
Sheikh, is a believer then, by default, a moral person?
Yes, but it depends on the degree of his belief. Yes, of course. He must be.
Well, how do we explain then believers who are not necessarily, who do not necessarily act morally?
Yes, because as I said, when a believer, because we do not always act according to our beliefs. Yeah. None of us always does this. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you forget about your belief. And this is what the Quran called jahl, ignorance. And ignorance here does not mean that you don't know the fact that this is wrong. Mm-hmm. But you acted like an ignorant person.
Mm-hmm. Even though you know it to be wrong.
Yeah. Yes, you know, but at the time you did it, you forget this. You forgot this and acted just like an ignorant person. Many people misunderstand verses like this. The verse doesn't say that the person who committed this sin did not know that it was a sin. He knew. But sometimes, and every time, in fact, every time one commits a sin, especially if it is a grave sin, he commits it in a state of ignorance. Mm-hmm. Ignorance. He acts like an ignorant person. And that is why a good believer will come to his senses immediately after he commits the grave sin.
And make that U-turn.
Yes, and ask for forgiveness for doing that. A bit as if he did it unconsciously. Mm-hmm. And these are the kinds of people that God will forgive.
But at this point, we are not proposing that if you are not a believer, by default you are immoral.
No.
You are capable of making moral choices, and that will be due to the moral senses that God has created each and every one of us.
And this has to be so, because if a non-believer becomes completely immoral, then he will not believe. Mm-hmm. Because to have that moral sense is necessary for you to see the truth that prophets come with. If you have no moral sense, it will be as if you have no reason at all. And if you have no reason, you have no moral sense, then you can't see the truth at all. That's why I tell many Muslims to remember the fact that in every society there are good people. Mm-hmm. That's why they become Muslims. Mm-hmm. Had it not been for the fact they had some good in their hearts, they wouldn't have seen the truth. Because mm-hmm. to see the truth, you must have this ability. You must have moral and so on.
Sheikh, I cannot help it, but every time we seem to bring about a point, we go back to that initial statement that we made earlier about Islam's ability to find bridges between people.
Yes.
You spoke about if you are rational, then a bridge already exists out there. If you believe in God, then a bridge already exists out there. And now what is proposed is that if you have that high moral sense, a bridge is already there between you and and Islam and the Muslim community.
Yes, and that is why, and it is this that attracts many people to the religion. People do not become and accept the religion for this one reason or that reason or
the initial attraction.
The religion. I mean, everything in it can attract some person to it. For example, suppose that someone reads just about the life of the Prophet. And because he has this moral sense, he will come to admire the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this is very natural for a moral person to admire and to love people who have this high degree of morality. Even if they have nothing to do with them, but it is natural for him to admire this quality in human beings. When he reads the Quran and he finds the truth there, also his moral sense will tell him that this is the truth. And the Quran, you remember that verse, that knowing the truth sometimes makes people cry. مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. When they hear what the Prophet says, this the Quran is talking about some earlier people who belong to earlier religion. And the people who the Quran calls people of the book, Christians and Jews, who knew about the coming of the new Prophet and some of his the description. And when they heard what the Quran said, and it reminded them of what they must have read in the Bible or
their
so,
own scripture.
He sent them,
and that was the reaction, gushing in tears. I'm reminded sometimes how the Prophet ﷺ, in a beautiful summary fashion, would make this link between being a believer and being a moral person in a statement such as, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was only sent so that I may complete the most noble of characters to people.
Yes, and remember, and you realize that he said to utammim,
meaning
he didn't
that
say, he didn't say to create this. No.
Because people have this sense, be it that natural one or the ones that they inherited from previous revealed scriptures and previously revealed creation or revelation. Dr. Jaafar, as always, it's been a pleasure being with you. With this, we come to the conclusion of this part of this episode, hoping that you would join us next time, inshallah. And with this, we say so long, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.